Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares for Achievements with us. Class, I know you've been hearing that everything's just rosy in the media. Things are just great. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you go to GasBuddy.com, GASBUDDY.com, and you search on Springfield, Missouri, you will find five gas stations that are selling gasoline regular grade for $1.44 a gallon. That is an indication of things not being rosy. Because if things were rosy, gas consumption would be up, the price would be up. That's not the case. That's not the case. We are in serious, serious trouble. This is the second Great Depression. Rich is delineating so many ways that you can see that the election has, this election and the election, have been stolen. Fraud, fraud, fraud. And the people have had it. They've absolutely had it. And it's coming to a head. Hasn't hit the head yet, but we're getting closer every day. Rich?
Yeah, I'm going to put some articles on the back burner for right now. What I want to do, folks, is I just want to go off into different tangents and just talk. I really think that the rule of law has now gone to the highest bidder. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore. And for those of you who call yourself patriots in the White House outside of Donald Trump, what you need to do is get to the president. He needs to declassify for the people everything, everything that we've been talking about, all the Epstein pedophile names, all the Uranium One and Clinton Foundation information, the FISA warrants fiasco, all the documents, geoengineering and weather modification tools, all documents related to Barack Obama and the billions of dollars of cash given in pallets to Iran, 911, alternative energies. We need all this to be declassified, and we need it now. And unfortunately, everybody around him, or most people, are traitors and cowards. I mean, when they can count and hide manipulated votes in fractions and dump them where even the people see it, and we're still talking about the fact that Joe Biden could be the president-elect, this system, this Dominion software, whatever they call it, owned by Soros and the Bushes. I heard Feinstein and Pelosi. They all have a finger in the pie. We have fake ballots shipped from Canada after November 3rd. Some just had Joe Biden on them with no names. Some were forged. Most of them were backdated. We had double votes, unregistered people, dead people, hundreds and thousands of them. We have affidavits from witnesses, Trump ballots thrown out by ballot counters and the U.S. Postal Service. Over 500,000 votes in 30 states and even changing ballots. Blocking legal court-appointed observers. We saw this in video. Dropping off ballots at 4 a.m., Trump ballots found in ditches and rivers, and everything is a glitch. In other words, they got caught doing a design plan. Everything needs to be declassified and needs to be done now. Is there anybody in our government that has any guts anymore? Now, folks, I got a few questions for you. do you want to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, or do you want to be known as the country that's divided groups by and of fraud? It's a simple question. We have Joe Biden living in his basement. No shows at rallies. A dozen people, two dozen people showing up. We have states changing rules, changing laws before the election, going outside the Constitution. We have, how can we have more 90-year-olds registered to vote in 1 year during a pandemic than at any point in Pennsylvania history? And for those of you in California, I've read that they stopped counting ballots at 60-something percent, and New York is 70-something percent. And I got to warn you, too, folks, there's going to be a lot of hoaxes, a lot of propaganda. We've given thousands of pieces of evidence that the mainstream media is all about propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies. And that especially includes gaslighting. And we've given thousands of examples over the years. So there's going to be purposely fake cases that are hoaxes, that's propaganda. It could be on print. It could be on video. It could be totally man-made for optics. So when they go to the courts, they can say, the corrupt judge and lawyers are going to say, well, look, this is fake, this is fake, this is fake. But they're going to say 3 out of 100 was not valid, so they're going to throw the whole thing out. This is what they do. It's an optic game. People, the system is rigged. We have countless statistical improbabilities, glitches, redating of ballots, machine voting abnormalities. And I'm going to mention more articles if I have time. When you have a system that's totally rigged and the process is totally fake, and this hurts me for saying this, but government is now totally illegitimate. Totally illegitimate. Freedom's, liberty's gone. You are now subjects, not citizens, not people, not individuals. You're subjects ruled by the very, very few elites that have bought and paid for the system. When I say the system, I mean the politicians, the lawyers, the judges, the media, law enforcement, and that includes the DOJ and the FBI and all the intelligence agencies. Work has been delegitimized. Rule of law. All rules, laws, and accountability and truth. Gone. It's all gone. And that's why you've heard me say for the years, be careful when you delegitimize work. It's going to metastasize like a cancer in every aspect of our traditions, culture, and heritage, and truth will be gone. So when you have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, the system is officially delegitimized, including polls, voting, anything to do with government at any level, big corporations, college degrees, SAT scores, opportunity. It is now all illegitimate. We need 100% transparency and go back to a revote, or else everything's gone. Everything that the million-plus combat soldiers died for, often in their teenager years, to fight for this country, we're going to allow a select few to turn their back on them and delegitimize everything that they fought for. You now have no protection or representation under the rule of law. You will have no rights, no restitution. You can no longer control your own destiny. Unless, of course, you're willing to get ahead by being part of the bread and circuses or tattletale and snitch and backstab and willing to sell out your fellow Americans. You will always be disenfranchised. Always. All the units of measures that we've talked about regarding despair will increase. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, gone. Drug use, will go through the roof. And you can see in states like Oregon where even hard drugs are now legal. And I'm not, I don't even mean street drugs, but the big pharma who makes profit off of your pain on antidepressant medications, antipsychotic medications, will increase. Hate hoaxes will increase. Forced inoculations will be coming to your door to soft kill you. Obesity will continue to grow. GMO foods will continue to grow because everything that's going to be left is going to be big corporations. The little guy cannot, will not be able to live. 5G and nanotechnology. You'll be a walking antenna. You will have no ability to protect yourself. And I don't mean guns, but I also mean free speech. It's all gone. Suicides will continue to increase. Depopulation efforts will continue to increase. Harvesting late-term abortion baby organs in the name of, oh, well, it's my body. But how come it's, you can't, it's not your body when you can't say no to forced vaccinations? And all these late-term abortion baby organs will be harvested for the wealthy under the guise of you can do what you want with your body. Pedophilia will be going through the moon. Adult mutual consensual sex will be off the table. Life expectancy will drop like gravity. The only people who are going to get ahead are the tattletales, the snitchers, and they will not want to live very long when they look themselves in the mirror. Lockdowns will continue. Tools like masks to make you submissive will continue. You will have a permanent caste system. Nothing will ever matter, and nothing will ever matter again because there's nothing you could do again to control your own destiny. Everything will be called a conspiracy theory. America's authorities, official authorities, are now an official bona fide joke. Just going back in a little time, Biden wins 2020 election, but yet in Georgia, I'm talking Georgia right now, Al Gore lost in 2000, Kerry lost in 04, Obama lost in 08 and 12, Bill Clinton lost in 2016, and now Biden wins 2020. Please send me some money, and I will send you some bridges. And by the way, no president, because of our rule of law, can be declared before December 15th. I want you to keep that in mind. And the General Services Administration, the GSA, are the people to do it. Now, are they bought and paid for? I wouldn't be surprised, because our own DOJ and FBI are bought and paid for. Bought and paid for. They have sold out the American people down the river. I wonder what it feels like, the morale in the FBI and the DOJ and the intelligence agencies right now. How do you like getting a big fat paycheck that we're paying for via tax dollars or inflation? How do you like it? Is it making you feel good? How about you people at the U.S. Postal Service? How do you feel getting huge paycheck benefits and pension that we're paying for that we don't get? How are you liking it? We have allowed the mainstream media, which is owned by five companies, to declare a Biden victory when all they did was say Trump colluded with Russia and it was the other way around. We'll be right back, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, just to put an exclamation point on what Rich Sheehan has been saying for years about lowering the bars and standards and expectations, CBS has announced yesterday that CBS reality shows must now have 50% non-white casts. So on Monday, CBS introduced an initiative that requires the reality shows, whatever reality shows, whatever that means, that 50% of the people in them are either black, indigenous, or people of color. And this begins the 2021/2022 broadcast season. So the initiative follows targets that CBS has set for scripted programs earlier this year to deal with creating program with the NAACP. NAACP. And for those of you who have seen that word and don't know what it means the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. That's what NAACP means. So CBS has decided that there are too many whites, not enough people of color in the reality shows, and they are going to fix that. So I just wanted to let you know that that's where we're headed. So it has swung way, way, way over to the other side. That is not representative of the diverse peoples of the United States of America. 50% of the population of the United States of America is not black or indigenous or people of color. It's less than that. But I guess to make their point, CBS has decided that they are going to swing to 50%. But I don't think that'll affect any of our class, because I'm pretty sure you guys have more important things to do than watch fake reality shows. Rich Eben?
Well, first of all, regarding black unemployment, Obama doubled that for the sole purpose of creating more divide-and-conquer strategies. The Democrats created the KKK. The Democrats were in charge of the eugenics program Planned Parenthood, which Margaret Sanger admitted to controlling the black population. And President Trump, even before he was elected, he got awards from the black population regarding, like, what's his name, Jesse, anyway, he got awards for doing good things for the black population. He has done so much more for the black population, while you have people like Ilhan Omar literally saying that his Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system. All they do is propaganda and hoaxes to make themselves look good and make other people look bad. That's what they do. Now, and that's part of the whole system with the mainstream media and lawyers and judges. That's why most of these lawsuits will probably get thrown out, because the DOJ, the FBI, the Supreme Court only represents the elite. There's going to be enough hoaxes in there that the left is going to cherry pick and say, well, that was a hoax, that was a hoax. Mark my words, this is what happens every time. They sold you out. The DOJ, the FBI, and the Supreme Court only represents the elite. They sold you out. It's going to be to the point where central banks will own everything, lend to the corrupt and the submissive who are willing to sell out other Americans. Did you notice, folks, that in the multiple swing states, probably about 10, where all this election and voter fraud is taking place is in Democrat governors? Have you noticed that? If everything was legit, what's going on right now, why is big tech and the media so adamant about censoring, purging, deleting, shadow banning truth and real proof? That's not a sign of their system being legit of what just happened. That's a sign that they're trying to curtail the truth so people have their will being broken and become submissive. Now, a lot of these things need to be verified. There was a Dem Party worker in Detroit. He said on Facebook, I work for Wayne County, Michigan. I threw out every Trump ballot I saw, tens of thousands of them. So did all my coworkers. All this stuff needs to be verified. The whistleblower from the U.S. Postal Service, Richard Hopkins, GoFundMe is stopping his funds and withdrawal, because he came out and told the truth. We'll be right.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If Joe Biden won the election fair and square, why all the scrutiny of making sure the vote was right, as American voters insist? Attorney General William Barr has given the green light to let federal prosecutors investigate allegations of voter fraud. Almost immediately, Democrat Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren wrote, quote, Attorney General Bill Barr is a corrupt Trump henchman who should have been impeached months ago. If he cared one shred about our democracy, he'd be focused on the peaceful transition of power instead of doing the bidding of a wannabe dictator. End quote. A.G. William Barr on CNN.
But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion. For example, we indicted someone in Texas, 1,700 ballots collected from people who could vote. He made them out and voted for the person he wanted to. Okay? Because that kind of thing happens with mail-in ballots, and everyone knows it.
USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Monday Night Football matchup came down to the wire as the Patriots beat the winless Jets 30-27 with a late field goal. The Jets are now 0-9 for the first time in team history. Jets quarterback Joe Flacco says the team needs to move forward.
You know, we're 0-9, so we're dealing with, you know, a lot of those right now, and this is just going to be something that adds to it. I think we've done a really good job during the week throughout all of this of keeping our heads up and taking it one day at a time. So I just, you know, it's going to be the job of the coaches and a few guys on this team to make sure that we continue to have that mindset moving forward. As tough as that might be, there's 7 weeks left in the National Football League season. So if you don't come to work and ready to go, this league will make that very long and very tough for you to survive. So we have to keep our heads up and play this thing out the only way we know how.
The Jets aren't guaranteed not to lose next week. They have a bye week and won't play. SpaceX crew Dragon Resilient spacecraft and Falcon 9 rocket, stretching 215 feet long, are ready to roll out to Pad 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in preparation for Saturday night's launch to the International Space Station. The famed launch pad is where Apollo 11 moon mission took off in 1969. The mission named Crew 1 will deliver astronauts Mike Hopkins, Victor Glover, Shannon Walker, and Soichi Noguchi to the orbiting outpost for 6 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Fox. Oh, I know there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Take my...
When you go to...
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Voter fraud carries federal penalties. And a person who knowingly commits voter fraud is subject to jail time. 5 years. Up to 5 years in prison. I don't think that's anywhere near enough for what we're talking about. I think the death penalty is what's called for in the scale of the voter fraud that we're talking about. The people who have perpetrated this fraud should be executed in the public square. Rich, any comments?
Well, like I mentioned earlier in the show, there's lots of whistleblowers in the hundreds now coming forward. And for those people who Googled all the voter fraud and penalties, which has been many, you're looking over your shoulder, and you'll be looking over your shoulder for a very long time. And I suggest in lieu of jail, you become a whistleblower or do a plea. Now, I call this campaign hotline for voter fraud that I mentioned earlier, 800-895-4152. It's 800-895-4152. I called them and asked them to call me back to verify that you're a legitimate source. I did not get a phone call, but a lot of my phone calls are being blocked. I've been demonetized for a very long time. So a lot of the information via email and phone is not getting to me. My phone is even showing different caller IDs going out most of the time. This is what I'm dealing with, okay? This is what thousands of patriots are dealing with right now. Now, there is some good news here. The state legislators can vindicate the will of the voters under the rule of law. Now, the question today, just like Bill Barr and the FBI and everybody else, it's not, the question isn't can they? The question is will they? Are they bought and paid for? Are they blackmailed? How can Pennsylvania votes, just Pennsylvania, 840 people were 101 years old or older, 39 lived through the Civil War, and 45 were born in the 1800s? Folks, this is not an issue of Trump being reelected. He has been reelected, not formally. This is the whole topic of conversation is that Biden was selected by the elite. President Trump got over 71 million votes, most ever for a sitting president. But Biden won when he couldn't get a dozen people to show up at his rallies? And this isn't just a mail-in ballot issue, folks. This is an electronically changing vote issue as well, like the hammer and scorecard CIA software changing votes. And they can manipulate and hide the counts in fractions of a vote. Just like the example in Pennsylvania, almost 20,000 votes. I saw it. I saw it. It's out there. Almost 20,000 votes was allocated to Joe Biden, and the same exact number, 19 and change, was deleted off of President Trump's total. This is a scam. We are living the biggest sham in the history of America. Now, I know we're hurting on time. I'm going to mention a few more articles, Vince. And again, as I always try to remember, I appreciate you allowing me to take advantage of my First Amendment rights, which I feel is in huge jeopardy right now. Next article. In 30 states, a computer system known to be defective is tallying votes. Next article. News: Biden takes lead in Georgia at 4 a.m. from mail-in ballots 3 days after election posted. Now, keep in mind, folks, there's going to be probably 10% of this is going to be purpose propaganda and hoaxes. It's going to be done purposely so they can optically make it look like so many of these cases are going to be thrown out. This is what they do, just like the hate hoaxes. It's going to be a major Jesse Smollett couple of weeks. But that's probably only going to be about 10% of what's happening. Most of it will be legitimate regarding the accuracy and truth of these articles. Next article, election software gave 6,000 Trump votes to Biden. Same program used in 47 counties. Next article, Joe Biden severely underperformed in every metro area in the U.S. compared to Hillary Clinton. Except Milwaukee, Detroit, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. Imagine my shock, the major swing states. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, you have been scammed. And there's 10 other states like Nevada and Arizona and North Carolina and you've been scammed. They're saying that you don't have a voice. That's what they're saying. Next article, 300,000 ballots in Pittsburgh were not inspected. You can't make this stuff up. Actual Pennsylvania voters, 39 lived through the Civil War, 45 were born in the 1800s. I mentioned that already. Next article, in 9 Wisconsin precincts, more than 100% voted. Let me repeat that. In 9 Wisconsin precincts, more than 100% voted. Now, for those of you who do math, you can't get more than 100%. I know a lot of people say for verification, if they're positive about something, they'll say something like, oh, I'm 1,000% sure. Okay? That's just a little sarcasm. There's no such thing as more than 100% sure in this context. Next article. Wisconsin election clerks may have illegally altered thousands of ballots. Next article, Detroit ballot tabulations entered names of non-voters during count. Next article, Wisconsin election clerks illegally altered thousands of ballots. Wisconsin election clerks illegally altered thousands of ballots. For those of you who are Googling penalties for jail time, for voter fraud, you better call that number and tell them what is going on. 800-895-4152. I tried to verify it. They didn't call me back. I don't know. It could be a scam. I hope it's real, but try it. Next article. Detroit City elections employee. Workers coached voters for Joe Biden and changed the dates on the ballots. See, if you change the dates on the ballots, if you add signatures during all this time that's going on, if you're keeping vote observers away and closing windows and moving back machines, a vote recount is irrelevant. Don't you understand? We need a re-vote in these 10 swing states at the very least. Next article. And it's got to be 100% transparency. My God, does anybody have a backbone in this country? Next article. Maidengate is trending. So if you were divorced or married and you had different names, they're throwing you in as a voter. Congratulations. You might be arrested for voter fraud because they're going to say you voted multiple times when you didn't even do that. Next article. Nevada whistleblower says he processed illegitimate votes. He's admitting to processing illegitimate votes, a whistleblower. That means these people are signing affidavits. That means they're putting their neck on the line. That means they're probably telling the truth. Now, is there going to be 10% that isn't for the optics to throw out some of these cases? Yes. Because some people have so many felonies, or maybe they've been caught with doing pedophilia, or maybe they've been blackmailed so much, or maybe they're drug addicts. There are going to be people willing to perform the propaganda and hoaxes, thinking they're going to individually benefit. But that's going to be probably 10%. We need to be aware of that. Next articles. No humans verified any signature matches in Nevada. No humans verified any signature matches in Nevada. Do you trust any of these machines and software folks? When they can literally count and hide manipulated votes in fractions? When there's obvious in video CNN, literally almost 20,000 votes being taken off of Donald Trump's allocated total and given to Joe Biden at the same time. Vince, I've been talking about this. Many in the alternative media have been talking about this. President Trump has been talking about how this will be the biggest fraud in the history of America. How much more evidence can we have, Vince?
Well, how about this? Headlines. Obama's security advisor admits Biden is already talking with foreign leaders, a breach of the Logan Act, which is a felony, by the way. Former Obama Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes admitted Monday, that's yesterday, that Joe Biden is already speaking with foreign leaders as if he is the next president, a move that some believe to be a breach of the Logan Act, the same law that President Trump's former National Security Advisor, General Mike Flynn, was prosecuted under. Now, that's on Zero Hedge. The Logan Act, you can be fined $5,000, but it's a felony. So we're talking about Jumpin' Joe having allegedly committed a felony or felonies in the last few days. That's in addition to the voter fraud. This is real serious stuff. This is, treason. Isn't that what it is?
Well, yeah, Vince, I mean, there's no arrests, there's no indictments for four or five coups against President Trump, including the hundreds of millions of dollars spent on the phony Mueller trial, on the Russia, on the P dossier that's been declassified where Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for it. Well, when you have bought and paid people, like the theater given by the DOJ and William Barr in Durham, who the hell is Durham? Where the hell is he? Is he just a picture? Is he real?
By the way, what happened?
No arrests and no indictments, and people are literally getting away with the highest crimes at the highest levels. That's why I mentioned everything that I did, folks. We literally have no. The system is so rigged. The process is so fake. Everything to do with big government and corporate America is now totally illegitimate. You are subjects. Your freedoms and liberties are gone. You are ruled by the elites who have been bought and paid for, all the politicians, lawyers, judges, media, law enforcement, DOJ, FBI. There's no rule of law. There's no polls. There's no voting. There's no government. There's no big corporations, college degrees, SAT scores, opportunity. Everything is illegitimate in America. America is...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The article that I was quoting from on Zero Hedge says, quote, if indeed Biden, meaning Jumpin' Joe Biden, is speaking off the record with foreign leaders, it adds to the charges stemming from the Hunter Biden laptop case, which allegedly proves that Joe Biden was involved in dodgy foreign business deals with Chinese and Russian government agents, end quote. So what we're talking about is father and son cooperation with foreign governments, which would be a violation of the Logan Act, which is a felony, for which the president, meaning President Donald Trump, may arrest or have arrested Joe Biden. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. What do you think, Rich?
Well, I'm not surprised at all. Like, that's why I mentioned what I did before the end of the break about DOJ and FBI and Bill Barr and Gina Haspel from the CIA is not declassifying. I mean, everybody's bought and paid for. America has turned into the biggest laughingstock scam country in the history of America. And it's not, official authorities aren't going to do it. The people are going to do it. I got to remind everybody about the graph. Remember when I discussed this last time on the air, how they found all these ballot drops regarding the U.S. Postal Service coup, where all votes were stopped for President Trump, and Joe Biden got all these votes. The line just went up. And then they started saying, well, you need to count every vote. No, you need to count legal and verified votes. That's why if you're talking recounts and audits, it's not going to do it. The system is too corrupt. We have an election rig system where everybody in the bottom 93% is going to lose. You are now in a caste system for the rest of your life. Your future has been stolen. When you have states literally stopping counting votes and putting bulk amount of votes in the tens of thousands onto Joe Biden, and it's visual. And you have Democrat lawyers who pushed this vote by mail for 2020, who is behind the Russian dossier. My God, we have people who have been doing coup after scam after coup after scam, and they're not even going to jail. I'll tell you something. If this happens, if this election gets stolen, the number one person who's going to be blamed, and the number one person who should be blamed, is William Barr. William Barr. William Barr. William Barr. Was I clear, Vince? William Barr.
Crystal clear. Crystal clear. And there will be no one to call. You'll be on your own. And it'll be just like what happened to the villagers across Europe when the Nazis looted Europe. It'll be just like that. I can't see any difference. Okay.
Vince, I know we've got a couple seconds left, but I'm going to give you
all
the,
yours.
No, I'm going to give you the mic. Because I'm at the point that, there's so much evidence on voter election fraud. So much. I mean, 23,000 vote ballots found in Philly on the 4th. Seven city of Milwaukee voting wards reported more 2020 presidential election votes than registered voters. I mean, on and on and on. And poll watchers being locked out on video. Windows being blocked in Wayne County. But ballots are being showed up containing hundreds and thousands of ballots for people not on the voting rolls. How can we even be having this conversation? It's because people like William Barr and the FBI, like this so-called Ray and Haskell from the CIA, who are doing nothing because they're bought and paid for or blackmailed. And we're spending more taxpayer dollars through taxes and inflation to go over this stuff with evidence and nothing's being done. And Bill Barr once in a while comes out of his fat basement with a microphone and gives us a little theater and says, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to look into that. And now we've had four coups against the President of the United States. Admitted declassifications. Hey, Don Jr. and Eric and Ivanka, if you're listening, you need to declassify all these things that I mentioned. You need to do it today. You need to do it now. Nobody in the government structure, because it's so corrupt, is going to help you. America is done if this continues. If this scam goes all the way to the end, America's done.
Class, there's one thing that you can do. You can support the truckers who want to stop all the tires tomorrow, 11-11-20. And if that doesn't work, they want to stop the tires for four more full days, 11-26 to 11-29. You can support them because they're taking a stand. We need to take a stand. Rich Even, thank you so much for being with us today. David, thank you for ringing the alarm. We'll be back tomorrow.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.